Oh boy, we are at class number 9 of the Spiritual Power for Success Momentum course. So we're going to do things a little differently to start off. First of all, what I'd like you to do is we just uploaded, into the Facebook group a handout, actually two handouts. My assistant is getting the second one up right now. So if you could please notice that it is a Linda Sturvedent's handout. Oh. And for you, yeah, and for you to go ahead and download that to your computer right now. And also, we're getting the second one up, which is prayers that I have given to you before, some of them, that are from my Akashic Record teacher. And so that is now up as well. So if you could just quickly download those so that you're able to follow along, that would be great, as I am, you know, looking to see when Barb might come in. So just let me know when you have those downloaded. We're not going to take a whole lot of time, obviously, but just let me know when you have them.
Okay.
Do you see them there?
Yeah, I see them. I just want to put them in the right
place.
Folder,
yeah,
so
no,
I can find them.
Yeah, no problem. And so, Barb, when you are listening to the replay of this, you're going to see that there are two handouts that are in the Facebook group, and for you to go ahead and download those. And you're going to tell me, Mary dear, when you have them.
Okay, I'm saving them. And I'll print
good.
Them.
Good, thank you. That was fast.
Yeah.
You got them? Okay, good. All right, so we have that. Now what I want to do is start off in a different way than doing our usual grounding and clearing. What I'd like us to do is a new grounding exercise that I feel guided to teach you. So this will be a closed eye exercise for you to notice how this exercise makes you feel versus the other that you've been doing for the last couple of years. So you'll have a couple of choices now in terms of grounding exercises. You'll have a choice of this one that we're going to do after you read the purpose statement out loud, and you'll have the one that you're familiar with from the past. So let's begin with you reading our purpose statement.
Okay. Let me get back into discussion. The purpose of this course, to bring your spiritual power into your next expansion ring of manifested success projects, personally and professionally, to continue to strengthen your sense of sovereignty in creating the life that you want, to build and experience palpable momentum in creating life that you long to live personally and professionally.
Perfect. Okay. So you have the documents where you can find them, right?
Right. And I was going to print them, but it's going to make some noise, so I'll wait.
Okay. So let's begin with you closing your eyes and taking some slow, deep breaths. And as you deep breathe, you notice that you are letting go of the tension in your shoulders within each inhale and exhale. You notice that there is a calming down in your abdominal area, and your mind thoughts are slowing down, slowing down, slowing down. Slowing down. Good. And what I would like you to do now is to focus at the base of your spine and send down a grounding cord that is at the base of your spine, the width of your hips, so that it is a large cylinder that completely supports your physical body. And this grounding cord goes deep, deep into the earth, where it goes so far that, of course, you cannot see it. And as it descends, you notice that there is a huge crystal of spiritual, powerful energy at the core of the earth. And this core of the earth is vibrating with powerful energies of compassion, earth power that supports life, that supports unity of all beings and species inhabiting the earth. And that supports empowerment, empowerment of all beings. And you wrap your grounding cord around this crystal at the core of the earth, so that this cord also feels and vibrates at these energies of compassion, unification of all species that inhabits the earth. And empowerment to thrive, empowerment to heal, life-affirming energies, life-affirming energies. And now, focusing at the top of your head, there is a beam of light that comes down from the highest sources of divine love and Christ consciousness, the highest form of divine love and Christ consciousness in the universe. And this becomes a funnel, a pillar of light that comes down through your head in a gentle, steady, vibrant way, down and completely fills your body to the tips of your nose and toes and fingers and ears. And whatever is needing to be released from your energy, your mental, emotional, physical energy that's being held inside your body, it gets washed down your grounding cord and transmuted by that crystalline, empowering, pulsing crystal at the core of the earth. And now that light that is coming down as a pillar flows around your physical body. It flows around your physical body, creating a shield that goes completely all over your torso, your head, your arms, underneath your feet, and it locks into your grounding cord so that all edges connect to your grounding cord. And this shielding of brilliant divine love and above highest vibrational energy allows in only those energies that are here to empower you. All other energies cannot affect you. They stand back because this is a very thick, golden, Christ energy light that surrounds you. Your soul is protected within this shielding, this golden layering all around you. And any energies that are in your auric field, your energy field, that do not belong to you, that are foreign energies from the outside world, that do not serve you, that are not for you, they are not of you, you immediately get any lessons that you are to learn from those energies. However, they are released and move out of your energy field down that grounding cord so that you are filled only with the energies of your soul. Your energy field consists exclusively of your personal space, of your soul. Your guides, your angels are right outside. You're able to communicate with them. You're able to sense them. This is simply a shielding that allows you to be solidly in your own personal, spiritual space. And now, focus on the soles of your feet. And out of the soles of your feet grow these exquisite, powerful roots of a tree. And the trunk of the tree is built into your spine. Your spine that carries both the spiritual energy of your soul, the spiritual energy of this divine Christ light that has poured down through you. And now we are adding the vibration of the earth, of a dynamic, loving vibrantly alive tree trunk, that energies are now in your spine, going down your tailbone, down your legs, and then at the soles of your feet, these remarkable roots of a tree reach out and go down, down, down into the earth. As you inhale, you breathe in the richness of Mother Earth, the dynamic vitality of Mother Earth. And when that energy comes up, it comes up your legs, up to your waist, and meets and mingles with this divine Christ-like energy that is flowing down from above into you. And as you breathe in again, these roots bring up into your system the benevolence and the power of the earth consciousness and vitality. And it moves up your spine and when you exhale the energies seep into the rest of your body and go down that grounding cord. So the inhale is the roots of your tree absorbing this tremendous power up through your legs, up through your abdominal power centers, up your spine. And then on the exhale, the energies filter through your spine into your body and then down the grounding cord. And this is your grounding exercise. Whenever you are in the presence of energies that might seem challenging or that you know you want to powerfully establish your presence in your personal spiritual space, all you have to do is to thicken that golden Christ light shield around you and strengthen your awareness of the roots of the tree. And from this place, you can call your soul home just to remind yourself that your soul is living all around you, within this gorgeous golden Christ-like shield, and feeling your soul all around you as well. And you now go into the center of your head. And clear out the center of your head so that absolutely nobody else's truths or beliefs or projections can interfere with your truths. You may be aware of other people's beliefs and so on, because you may want to integrate them. However, they do not interfere with your beliefs and your truths. And if you're feeling some emotional congestion that's in your head, then just spray them out, clean them out down a grounding cord that's at the back of your head that hooks into the grounding cord at the base of your spine. And get familiar with that feeling. This is your centered, ready for action. Ready to access your intuition, whatever it is that you want to do. That will optimize your connection to your soul, connection to your guides, connection to your God, and therefore optimize your wisdom that you want to bring out into the world. This is a feeling for you to become very familiar with. So that as you move through life, when your eyes are open, you will be able to bring back this feeling. You will remember the steps of this grounding exercise. Remember the strength of the earth coming up into you. Remember this golden crystalline shield of ultimate protection, safety, and power. And remember, that this really is your most truest, authentic vibration. And when you are ready, just open your eyes. And let me know when you're back.
I'm back.
Okay, so if you need to stand up and kind of move around to change vibrational speed, so to speak, go ahead and do that. And then, of course, I'm going to ask you for your experience. What it was like for you.
Well,
take your time.
It was delicious. And the column that was going down to the middle of the earth, I saw it as clear. But then when you said, we're going to grab onto a crystal, it was like, oh, of course, it's the very lightest pink quartz. And I wear pink quartz all the time as peace, my symbol of peace and tranquility. So it was like, oh, this is juicier and juicier. And this, like, I felt myself sitting up straight and sinking down at the same time.
Because you were relaxing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was relaxing, but then there was this core that was just building up.
Say that last part again.
There was this core that was building.
And how did that feel?
That was just so remarkably empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And having the crystal as the anchor was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since I already know that, that's a piece that's important to me. It was synchronicity at work again.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so what kind of thoughts and emotions might you recall that you had throughout this, whichever ones, at any phase?
Thoughts about this is not just something that I'm going to let go of until, I'm at my wit's end. This is something that I'm going to keep coming back to. And emotions, it was just like it wasn't a big rush. It was a steady build and being washed in another way that another presence of state of being for me.
Mm-hmm.
In a powerful state of being.
Right. Now, can you think of a time in your recent past where you might have used this experience for yourself?
Probably when I was talking to, when I was preparing to talk to someone who I thought I had already enrolled and found out that, she was just kicking the tires.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So let's go back to that time with her, with this feeling that you now have, and replay to whatever point you want to. And what do you want to say to her from this place? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to say to her from this place?
When you told me that on a scale of 1 to 10, that you were at a 7 in knowing that I had something of that this program was of value to you in moving your website forward. And I'm curious to know what it is that is stopping you from making it a 10 and saying, yes, you're ready to take advantage of what we can do together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now say it in a way that carries the power of the earth up through those roots and up through the back of your spine. Go ahead.
So we have been talking about the goals that you have set for your website, and when I asked you to give me a rating from 1 to 10 on how passionately you are about completing this and how you have heard that this program would give you the tools to complete your website powerfully, I'm curious to know what it is that's holding you back from saying yes to realizing that what we could do together.
Okay, what was her reason for saying that she didn't want to move forward?
That she had already paid her webmaster so much money, and that her webmaster had said that she was going to work with her on her content.
Okay. So now let's have you talk to her about why she reached out to you initially. Had she already hired the webmaster at that point?
Yes.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay. So ask her, since she had a webmaster, what did she feel that you could offer that her webmaster could not? From the power of the roots of the tree.
I'm curious, since you have hired a webmaster, why did you want to have a session with me when this person was offering you help with your content?
Right. Did you ask her that when you found out that she wasn't going to move forward with you?
No, she was ready to get off the phone and she was gone.
Yeah. Okay. So as a teaching point for yourself, that was one of the things that we had gone over in the client enrollment series,
yes,
where finding out who else they're working with,
yeah,
is really important. Had you done anything like that with her during the client enrollment? Was there any part of your conversation with her where you were wanting to find out what she had done in the past and who she might be working with now?
No, I completely skipped over that.
Okay. In the cheat sheet of the client enrollment, both of you, hi Barb, glad that you're here, glad that you're with us. Both of you, even I keep my roadmap with me. Was there a reason why? Now, I'm not making you wrong. It's just I want to, where I'm coming from with what I'm about to say is to develop a habit pattern of success, a habit pattern of success. And so was there a reason why you had not had handy either the evaluation form, which could have had some triggers to find out what she had in the past, or your roadmap, our handout of the client enrollment process? Was there any reason why you didn't have either of those with you?
No reason. No way. No reason.
Well, there must have been a reason. So let's find out what that reason was.
Okay. I thought that when she approached me and said, I really need to have a conversation with you because I'm writing this stuff and I need help. So that's why I thought, well, I don't have to do a big enrollment.
Right.
Because
right.
She was, I need help.
Right. Okay, so we've all learned this lesson. This is a hard lesson.
Yeah.
I've had this happen to me so many times in my 31 years in business. It's sickening on one hand. And on the other hand, you know, that's the lower self, the wounded child self. And on the expanded an entrepreneur that uses the entrepreneurial path for spiritual development side, the thing is learning a systematic way to cover your bases at every term and to assume nothing. Right?
Right. Right.
Now, the reason I'm spending this time is because the two of you have an end project of having a certain enrollment by our completion class. And so getting these little niggly points of enrollment are critically important. So she said to you that she absolutely needs your help.
Yes.
Now, at the end of your enrollment conversation, what was the way, was this a two-part follow-up kind of conversation?
No. This was, I've seen her at networking things, but this is the only time that we've ever had a lengthy one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. So at the end of that conversation, did you get as far as letting her know what package you have that would be a good fit for her and what you would do with her? Did you follow that part of the script, like a little mini plan for her?
Yes, yes, we did, because she's talking about, she's redoing her website and changing the trajectory of her audience. And So she really needs language that is going to draw the people in. And just because you can write HTML doesn't mean that you have the wherewithal to put the content together. So.
Mm-hmm. So what happened, tell me what occurred when you got to the part about the package. Hang on one second, I just want to say something to Barb. Barb, in the Facebook group, I had uploaded two new documents. There, it's going to say handout, it's going to say class number 9 handout. There are two of them. So could you please, in the meantime, while I'm talking with Mary, could you please download those to your computer and open them up on your computer so that we'll be able to work with them? Okay, Barb, do you see them?
Well, I'm logging in right now, so I shall find them.
Okay. Go ahead, Mary. What happened when you got to describing the package? And also, what did you say prior to the package piece in terms of feeling her out to even know if she was interested in knowing about the package?
I asked her what value she got from what we've talked about so far and reminded her of what she had said about, you know, she really wants to make sure that this new website is going to do what it needs to be doing. And she said that she had been reviewing the blogs that she had already written, and she thought that they could work. And I said, well, it's possible that they could work, but you need to have to make sure that you have a structure and a strategy so that they're all relevant and not that they kind of sort of work.
Right.
And I said, if we work together, we can make it streamlined so that you can repurpose stuff that you already have and mix in what's current so you keep everything relevant, and especially talking to your new ideal client.
When you go back in your mind watching her face, was she following all those words, all those concepts, do you think?
Well, this is on the phone.
Okay, on the phone. Did what was her response after you said all that?
Well, she kind of like, I have a lot of content already. This is, okay, that's what I mean. You can repurpose that content, but
okay. So let me give you, you know, what's that expression? Hindsight is 20/20 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing that I want to impress upon both of you, that I don't know where I learned it or when I learned it. I think it was when I studied with Tony Robbins back in the 1980s. Your greatest friend in the client enrollment process is asking questions. Anytime somebody says something and you intuitively feel like you're losing them, you have to be listening to your radar.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the mindset that I gave you for the climate enrollment series is so important, is for you to hold yourself as wanting to be of service in your heart. If you go up into your head, you're going to miss these nuances. You're going to miss these subtleties. In the mindset, I talk about that you don't need this client. Your life is not going to fall apart from this client. You've got to have an attitude that if it's not this one, there will be. And to be committed, like I said in last week's class or a recent class, to have the belief that you can really have the goal that you want, right? Do you both remember me saying that?
Yes.
Yes.
Barb, do you remember that?
Yes.
Now, those two particular mindsets are critically important in a situation like what you're describing, Mary, because they free you up to keep asking questions and to stay in your heart. If you stay in your heart, you're not being weak. You're being intuitive. If you're up in your head, then it becomes could possibly become an ego battle, which I have been guilty of. Believe me, I had to learn this stuff myself. And I got my biggest learning curve was knowing when to let go, that it just wasn't worth it for me to keep plowing away at uncovering this person and them getting to see how they're contradicting themselves, and to just make a choice as to, do I really want to work with a person like this? You know, so you both know that you get to choose. It's not about you talking them into submission or talking them into realizing how foolish they are. It is also about you doing up to the point that you feel you want to exert the effort and intention to let them know how you are seeing a disconnect between what they said they wanted. Now they have the opportunity and they're not acting on that opportunity. Your job is to point that out to them. And then your job is also to be kind and discriminating for yourself as to whether or not you want to be with that kind of person. Right? You with me?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, having said that, after you gave her that information, her answer was indicative that she was not tracking you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Now I see it.
Why do you, what do you see? Based on what you told her and the fact that she came back and she said, I already have a lot of content. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she didn't track the fact that she, in order to have her content attract the new client, the new ideal client for her, that it needed an infusion of relevancy and reworking.
Right.
She didn't track that.
Right. Now, where you, and again, you know, this is takes practice. That's why I said the two of you really should get together and practice with each other at least once a week until you get your final project accomplished. What you lost track of, Mary, darling, was to revisit why the hell she wanted to talk to you in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Barb, do you see that too?
Yes. Yes. Apparently she was, it seemed as if she was very eager. She sought Mary out.
Yes.
So at all times, ladies, the reference point, like the foghorn in the storm, is why did they want to talk to me? Now, if they won an enrollment session with you and they didn't really seek you out, they didn't make a choice to sign up at the back of the room, that's different. Then your job is to really get clear about, okay, they won this time with me, but the fact is they're actually keeping the appointment. They could have given it to somebody else or never showed up, in which case there's some tiny bit of reason why they have a curiosity in what it is you do, right?
Right.
So now, in her situation, let's role play and see what could you have said that was a response, keeping in mind what I just said, that questions are your best friend in the client enrollment process, and always keeping your eye on the purpose of why they wanted to talk to you. So before you answer that, I'm going to give you a contrast. And contrast, if somebody won a private session with you, you know, a discovery session with you, the first question would be, okay, so what is it about my work that is the most relevant and meaningful for you? That question, right out of the chute, for somebody who won a session with you or even somebody that sought out to speak to you, that's going to tell you right away how much they're aware of how much they need you or not. And if they're just curious, then you say, that's great. So now that you're curious, what is it about what I do that seems to have the most compelling relevance for you? Well, I don't really know what you do. Okay, well, I teach people about blogging. I help them write content for their website. I edit their blogs. I set them on a schedule so that they are consistent and they're showing up in the marketplace on a consistent basis. Those are some of the things that I do. So what of that might be the most compelling and relevant for you? You see how I'm asking them to show why in the world are we having this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You see how that works?
Right.
Barb, are you getting value from this, hun?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And again, you know, this takes freaking practice. I have to be honest with you. Okay, so now let's go back to my other question. So here you said what you said to her, and her answer was, I already have a lot of content. So I want you to organize your thoughts before you speak. Send down the roots of that tree trunk. Barb, were you here for any part of that new grounding exercise that I taught?
No. I came at 5 o'clock on the dot. I still have...
Well, I have no idea where I was at 5 o'clock on the dot. Okay. okay. So go ahead, Mary dear. Get yourself energetically ready. Hear her voice. Notice the nuances, that the energy that's coming through her. And what do you want to say to her?
That's great that you have some previous content that's a foundation. You're going in a different direction.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you. The reason that you shouldn't go where you're going with her right there is because what did I say? I said, you want to find out what the purpose is of her talking to you at a deeper level.
Okay.
Tell me why I'm saying that at this juncture of the conversation.
Well, see, that's why I'm confused, because I thought that would have been happening in the very beginning.
It was. Okay, I can see why you are confused. Her saying that to you is saying, well, I already have this content. So my first reaction was, great, so why are we talking? So if you've got all this content, what's the problem? What I would have said, I mean, you know, it's me 31 years later, right? What I would have said to her after I had given the long explanation that you gave, because I believe, if I remember what you said, you told her it's a matter of organizing and making it relevant and knowing how to speak to your ideal audience. Is that what you said in that explanation?
Yes.
Well, it was either it went over her head or she spaced out because it was too long and too wordy, or she is lost as to, I need you to just watch the movement of whatever you're doing on your desk. The microphone is so sensitive, I hear this crashing in my ear.
Oh.
That's okay. I know that these microphones are so sensitive. Or you hit a resistance block in her. And we don't know what that resistance block could have been.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that what she came back with did not respond to what you said as the value that you bring, the orientation that you see. Hers was a resistance response. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that? I don't want you to say yes unless you really get it, because I'll say
I can visually see her digging her heels in.
Okay, well, if you can visually see it, then that means energetically you could have sensed it as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if a person digs their heels in, the last thing we want to do is push back.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do is ask questions. I used to push back. I mean, I'm very strong, as you know, and mentally I'm, you know, more comfortable with communicating than some people, and I used to overpower people, and of course I never got the sale, and I was, you know, very frustrated at the end of it, and it was worthless for everybody involved. So I've learned that the pushback is a message to me that I have to ask questions. So here you said to her that it's relevance of language, it's matching the content with whatever you want to communicate to your audience. And her answer was, I already have a lot of content. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, the fact that you would say that's great, that's very good, because you are at least pacing her and acknowledging her and you're agreeing with her and so on. What do you need to ask her next?
What comes up is, has your webmaster a track record for creating content?
Okay, no, I wouldn't do that either. And first of all, at what point did you find out that she had a webmaster?
Just before I was offering, or well, after, let's see. Where did it come?
Send down those tree trunk roots.
Yeah.
This is hard stuff, honey. Trust me. I mean, it's stuff we have to learn. I don't want to say it's hard. It's not hard. It's emotionally challenging in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. But other than that, this is the road of an entrepreneur. And, man, I've gotten burned out many times on my path, so I'm with you on this. Okay.
Well, she said she'd gotten a lot of value out of what we'd already talked about. I revisited the 1 to 10 and asked her if she wanted to hear about how we could work together, and she said yes. So I explained a couple of options, and I gave her money. I mean, I gave her dollar number amounts, and that's when she said, I'm already working with a web person, and I've spent a lot of money with her.
Okay. So that happened at the end. Where did you have this conversation where she said, I already have a lot of content?
Well, in the beginning when she was talking about having, she's redoing the website and had been writing for a while, so she knew she had some stuff, but she didn't know if it was going to connect with which way she was gravitating now as far as an ideal client.
Okay.
And so I was talking to her about, you know, being relevant to your audience and also being visible and consistent.
Okay. So at what point did she say, I already have a lot of content, but I already have a lot of content?
Well, it was in response to the program and what the program could, working together on these programs would do for her. And
okay, so you heard her say that to you when you started to describe what the program would do for her.
Right.
Okay, so that told you that there was not a fitting of what you had to offer to what she thought she needed.
Right, it wasn't tracking.
Yeah, well, it wasn't tracking something very specific, though. Remember what I had said, the reason, there are four reasons why people don't buy from us. Number one, they don't trust us. They don't like and trust us. They don't know that we are the right personality fit for them. The second reason is that they don't really understand what we do and how it's going to help them. They don't understand it. They don't see that what you're offering is actually going to solve something for them, right? The third thing I said was that they don't trust themselves. They don't feel that they are going to do the work. They don't feel that all the investments they've made in the past and yet here they are in the same place, there's going to be any different with you. And then the fourth reason, let's see, what is the fourth reason? Give me a second. The they don't understand. I don't remember what the fourth one. I may have mixed two of them together. But the point is that her saying that to you was a very clear message that said, I don't know how you can help me. I don't understand with what you said is your package that it will help me, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see that.
So now that I've pointed out to you where the breakdown took place, and this is before you know she has a freaking webmaster who's going to write her copy, what could you have said once she came back with, I already have a lot of content, a question? What question could you have asked her?
Well, what was your intent for us talking today?
Yes. And let's say she comes back and she says, well, I just wanted to see what you did. I just wanted to find out about what you did. Let's say she said that. You could come back and say, I'm very confused because you told me that you really had to talk with me, that you really needed help. And I don't understand what help you're looking for from me. Now, I wouldn't be nasty about it. I would be very mm-hmm. neutral.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Well, but you say why you're confused. Go ahead. Now,
yeah.
say it with your,
yeah.
say it with the roots down in the earth. I want to feel your energy. Okay, so she's just said to you, okay, let me ramp it up. Sorry, I just want to set it up right for you. She says, well, I already have a lot of content.
Okay. I'm puzzled because you had said you really needed to talk to me, and what was your intent for setting up a session with me today?
Yeah, what was your intent? What did you want to accomplish? Good. Okay, well, so that takes care of that part of it, all right?
Right.
Now, that would have given you some leverage for later on to see if you even really wanted to tell her about the packages, to see if you really were going to get that far, because at that point you might have actually heard her tell you about the webmaster.
Right.
And I get it. It's misleading. Somebody says, I really need what you do. A person would legitimately assume that they don't have anybody in their camp working on this.
Yes.
Okay, now, let's keep going, and let's say you got as far. You intercepted, and she said, well, I really would like to see how you can help me. And then you would say, help you with what specifically? You told me you have all this content, which is great. Congratulations. You're 90% there. You know, you want to help her feel proud of herself because mm-hmm. she deserves it. You know, she's seeking help. She's in business for herself. That alone is admirable, right?
Mm, yes.
So I really want your help. And then you say, well, what specifically do you want help with? So that's one thing you could have said there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing is that, let's say you get to the packages end of it. And you still don't know if she's got a webmaster. But she's told you that she wants you to help her, let's say, with your messaging, that she's using the right kind of words, the phrasing. And then you start to talk to her about the package. as soon as you start to describe the package, you would want to say something like, I want to make sure that we're on the same page here. You said that you wanted help with blah, 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 right? Yes, that's what I said. Okay, because I want to give you an example of a package that I feel is the right fit for you. And then you word the package back using those words. Okay, this package is designed for people like you who want to accomplish X, Y, Z. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you do have to speak it in a way that addresses those needs. If you don't, you'll lose her.
Right.
Right? Okay, now we get to pricing. And that's when she spills the beans that she's already got a webmaster and she spent all this money. And you could tell her at that point, I'm confused again. What is it that your webmaster isn't doing for you where you felt and you were in such intensity that you really needed my help? If you had a webmaster, why did you want to talk to me? Now, at that point, I would be a little bit more authentic with my emotions because her flip-flopping is part of her problem. Her misleading is part of her problem. It is a pattern. And if she's doing that in her communication with you, she's doing it in other areas of her life as well. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And so if you say to her, I'm confused, if you're already working with somebody on this, please explain to me why you felt the need to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll give you the answer, and you'll say to her something along the lines of, my specialty is this and this and this. Do you feel that your webmaster can provide that? Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to her yet. In that case, you want to either cut bait or revisit the money end of it. And you could say to her that objection that we learned in class, and that is, you say something along the lines of, I know what it is I do. I have many clients who come to me that already have a webmaster, and I know what it is that I do differently because my mission is to focus on bringing out that unique message from that unique person. And I don't know if your webmaster does that or not. Maybe she does, but we don't know. So let me ask you this. If money were not an issue, if this was $25, would you want to move forward based on the value that you said you got from this session? And that's when you'll really find out what the heck's going on here. You see, Mary?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
If money were not an issue, if this was $25, mm-hmm. based on what you told me was the value that you got out of our conversation, and mm-hmm. based upon the fact that you told me with this intensity that word for word, I need you, or I need to talk to you, would you move forward with this? And you know, if she hangs up on you, you still made your point. If she says, I really don't know, then you don't want to waste your time. Mm-hmm. If she says, well, yeah, to be honest with you, if it was a little less expensive, then I might be able to move forward on something like this. And they say, okay, so what would work for you? Maybe we can find a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, you just play it by ear.
Yes.
Okay, so what did you gain from this?
That I have the client enrollment program to go back to. I have all kinds of cheat sheet information that I need to review before I go in to talk to someone and to keep asking questions. That's one of the things that I pride myself in for my interviews, and why I don't do it in client enrollment is one of my blocks. Why?
Well, because I believe what I'm getting is because you're afraid of being, to quote our famous Barbara over here, pushy and sleazy. Mm-hmm. You feel that you will make them uncomfortable, that you will tick them off, that you will seem aggressive. And the way to, does that feel like that could be why you don't ask the questions?
Yes.
Okay. And so the way that you can be at peace with yourself about that are two very distinct rules that I've talked to both of you about in different venues, maybe not in this class. And that is, if you come from your heart, you know that the energy that you're putting out is not to hurt them. You know that. You can be at peace with that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that no matter what reaction they have, and they tell you that they're feeling pushed, that you're being aggressive, it's a hard sell, you know that that's their problem, not you. All you're doing is information gathering. So that's point number one. Point number two is you are not to be responsible for their resistance. And when a person is in resistance, they will either lash out and make the other person wrong, the way Trump does, or they will go inside and they will make themselves wrong, and they will beat themselves up, and they will see themselves as having a problem. That's what happens when resistance hits.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're asking questions and you're afraid that they're going to come back at you with saying that you're making them uncomfortable, that's their problem, that's their resistance. And you can say, and then you're going to keep things very short after either of you get to a point in a conversation where you make the following kind of comment. And you could say, if she says to you, I feel pushed, I can't make a decision now, this is, you know, I'm really uncomfortable, you could say, do you do this in other areas of your life? Where you say you want something and it's presented to you, and then you don't give yourself that gift.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you do in other areas of your life? Where you say you want something, you get it, and then you don't give yourself that gift.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing you can say. Another thing you can say is, I fully understand that you feel pressured. And you know what? That's what happens when you're getting ready to change. That's what happens when you're ready to get outside your comfort zone. So you're not fighting back, because I said, if you fight back, you're going to lose the person.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen back to this recording, these are scripts that you can write down.
Right. Yes.
And add it to the section, you know, where you have your objections, you know, like maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the truth of the matter is that it is necessary for us up front, Barb, this pertains to everybody, I do it like within the first few sentences, is to find out who else they are working with, what else they have done to address this issue, and why do they want to talk to you? And as I say, if they say to you, I just want to know what you do, you have to immediately go digging to find out, well, why would they even want to bother knowing what I do? What is the need? What is the future or current need that they have that would have them want to take the time with me? I've gotten very good over the years of finding out whether or not I want to spend time doing something, even hearing somebody's point of view about something. If I am certain about something, and if I'm certain about something that is my truth in terms of anything, personally or professionally, if somebody says no, then fine. I don't even care why they say no. And I just end the conversation. But until I get to that point, I have to ask a lot of questions so that when they say no, we're on the same page as to what they're saying no to. You see what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you have to give yourself permission to ask questions, and you can soften it by saying, you know, my job here is to get down to what you really need and what it is that would be what would help you. So I'm going to ask you questions along the way. You know, you could say that at the beginning of the conversation, the same with you, Barb.
Yes, yes.
You know, so that they know what to expect. My job is to get down to what you really need, where you really are, and how I can help you. Those three mm-hmm. things, those three questions. The two of you could type it out and put it in your notes. My job here is to get down to what you really need, where you are, and how I can help you the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions throughout this conversation, perhaps. And then the thing about sleazy, hard sell, I feel pressured, I feel uncomfortable. You've got two routes you can go on that. Is that what you do in your life? Is that a pattern for you that you put out to the universe, if you want to use that languaging, or you put out, you state what it is you want, you actually get it, and then you don't give yourself permission to take the gift? You know, some mm-hmm. version of that in your own languaging, that's one route you can go. The other route you can go is, I understand, you know, and you know what, and you ask them, and you know what, because you don't want to lecture them. If you do that, they're already like a mercurial ball. They'll squirt out as soon as you put the right pressure in the right direction. They'll squirt away from you. And you know what? That's exactly how it feels when a person is ready to make a change and get out of their comfort zone. Is that what you want to do here? Get out of your comfort zone? Or stay where you are?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a loaded question. The only way that you can say something like that is if you're in your heart and you really believe that you're the expert and you really believe that you're here to serve them and you really know that resistance is going to come up around money, around change, and you have to be prepared for those energetics so that when you feel the energy of their resistance, that's your cue to bolster your shield so that you're not being hit so hard by their energies. You can either do it with the blue flame or with this new one that I taught today, Barb, or you can stick in the golden egg of light around you, so that you can give yourself some energetic breathing space. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else about that situation that you want to ask about?
So I asked her if she wanted me to revisit this, and she said she wanted me to call her back in March.
Okay, so here, all right, I'll keep my mouth shut. So what was your feeling about that?
I wanted to keep the conversation open.
Right. Now, when you asked her about revisiting this, what did you think might change? Here she's got a webmaster who she's paid a lot of money for. What's there to revisit?
I got the impression that once she started working with the webmaster that she would realize that this wasn't going to be content that was going to be useful.
So, okay, that's pardon?
I could be wrong.
What could you be wrong about?
That I could be wrong with assuming that the webmaster is not going to be someone who can coach her on writing a blog.
Say that last part again.
I could be wrong that the webmaster is not someone who could coach her on writing a blog.
Well, that's true. You could be wrong and you could be correct. So, but that's actually not the issue. The issue is her finding out the limitations of that person. And when she said March, what was your feeling about that? Just tell me what your intuitive reaction was to that.
It was, that's a long time from now, and if this person isn't going to produce anything now, it's too much in the future too.
Yes. So what did you say to her at that point?
I said, well, I'll check in with you the next time I see you at the networking event.
Right, that was good. Okay, so when she said March, what that says is it's not going to happen because mm-hmm. that's way too in the future. And, you know, it's even if it were to happen, you have to look to see whether or not you want to bother spending time. The fact that you could see her at the events is good. You can check in with her that way. However, if I were you, given that you made it very clear about your your strengths and what it is you do, I personally would not ask her anything about her work when you see her at the networking event. Let her come to you. Do you see what I'm saying? That's
yes.
Me personally. My attitude, now that's just me. You know, after I have spent that much time with somebody, if they don't know what it is that I do to know that they need me, if they don't have a keen enough sense about me as a personality, as a presence, as an individual that they would want on their team, if they don't have that in place after the time I've spent with them, then I let them go, and if they want me, they can come to me. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that from a place of screw you, you know, if you want me, you come to me. I'm not saying it from there.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying it from I know my vibration. I feel that I effectively communicated what I do, and I hold my work and my mission at such a level that I believe those who are aligned with me will recognize that. Those are the kinds of people that I want. not somebody who I have to, who I sit down at a table with after I spent 45 minutes or however long you spent with her and, you know, ask them how they're doing in hopes of them seeing what a lost opportunity they had with me. You see what I mean?
Yes.
If you come from the space of, I know my value and we have spent X number of time together, so you should know if I'm a fit for you or not. If you come from that without any negative feelings, then you are resonating at the vibration of your soul purpose in terms of your mission. If you are into the ego end of it, then it's not going to work in your favor ultimately. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so when you see her, I would, I mean, my coaching, my my recommendation, and you do whatever you feel intuitively at the time, is I would be warm and pretend like you never had the conversation with her. Just make it very neutral. Because she's already most likely carrying some level of guilt, some level of discomfort, and you don't want to add to that. So you stay, your job is to neutralize the whole, whatever could be going on. You see what I mean?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Just act like it never happened. And over time, the energy between the two of you will diffuse and, you know, give her a warm hello as a sister networker. But don't go out of your way to say hi to her. Just stand in the knowledge that you're there with anybody to be a magnetic field drawing to you the right people where you can support each other. That's why you're there. And so you stand as a magnetic field. Barbara, this is, of course, all of this is true for you too. The things that I'm saying to Mary are absolutely true for anybody and for you as well, Barb, right? Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. That's the presence of confidence, and that's the presence of commitment to one's sole purpose, is that I stand knowing I'm a magnetic field drawing to me the people that are in alignment with my mission and my message. Okay,
yes.
Mary?
Okay, yes. Yes.
Okay, great.
And Mary, I have several friends, especially in web design, who might be underbid. And so the person takes that lower bid. And quite frequently then they come to the people that I know to clean up the mess. And it costs them more than if they'd started with them. So, yes, this could be interesting down the road.
Well, then in that case, Barb, that's a wonderful contribution. So, Mary, what you might consider as part of your script, as it's appropriate, is that if someone already has a webmaster, and they say that they've already spent all this money, you could honestly say that, you know, that you appreciate that. And I wish I had known that sooner. Or if it's at the very beginning of the conversation, then you could say, you know, given that you already have a webmaster, this is what I would suggest. So I'm going to give you two scenarios, Mary. One scenario is if it is at the end where they say, I've had a webmaster and I want to see if she does this too, That never should have happened. You should have found that out way at the very beginning. But if you do, like in this case, you could say, you know, that's great, so I have a recommendation. And may I share that with you? Sure. And you could say, I actually am aware of other people who were in your situation. They had already paid a webmaster, which I know is very pricey, and they found that that webmaster was not skilled at X, Y, and Z. And you should find that out pretty quickly, like within the first 2 weeks of you working with your webmaster. And so what I would suggest you do is to keep in mind what I've just said. And if you feel that you are right, that there is a gap in their skills, I would recommend that you call me, and we can go from there. Okay, Mary, you see what I just did there?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You're not going to call them because you do not want to put yourself in a position after calling them in 2 weeks and saying, so, how's it going with your webmaster? You don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What you've gone as far as you can go, and that is, you know, I've actually heard of other people in your situation, and they put out all this money, and then they found that the webmaster just didn't have skills in that particular area. So what I would suggest that you do, which means you're the expert, you're the one that is giving them guidance as to how to get what they want. What I would recommend that you do is give yourself 2 weeks with this person and really be astute as to what they can and cannot do. And if they can do it, great. You should know within 2 weeks. And if you feel that they are deficient in that skill set, and use those words, man, because that's what it is, deficient in that skill set. If they are deficient in that skill set, then please give me a call and we'll take it from there. How does that sound? You say to them, how does that sound?
Yeah. Fabulous. How does that sound?
Yeah. Thank you, Barb. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, so I have spent, again, I'm going to reiterate, that I spent this much time on this because this is enrollment. And right now, that's where both of you are needing to focus so that you're able to get your confidence up in talking to people. So, let's see. Barb, what did you gain from this conversation that I had with Mary?
The importance of writing out scripts and having them, you know, sort of tattooed on your body so you have them with you always. and to ask questions. And in my case, I would need to script questions because, you know, I wouldn't think of them at the time. The scenarios and the answers that you presented, and the way to ask the questions is very useful.
Yeah, good, good. All right. So now, Barb, we'll turn to you. Where are you at with regards to moving confidently and joyously towards your completion project? Tell me how that's going.
Well, I left town almost immediately after our last session, and so I apologize for not having this one in my schedule. So I haven't done the home play. But while I was away, and I would get online on a Wi-Fi, which wasn't always very strong, I did get two inquiries, one from the woman who had been a referral from an attorney, and I chatted with her and probably should have charged her, you know, cut it off for a charged event. I did get, she did contact me for a quote on doing some copyright and trademark work. And in fact, she apologized for being so late in getting back to me. I didn't really expect her to be ready this soon. But anyway, and then I also got a call from a webmaster I know and had met with and had been in networking groups with, asking for a quote on doing a workshop for his staff. And so I asked what kind of questions do they have, and you know, so that I can do an appropriate quote or whatnot. And he says, well, and we want to do this as soon as possible. So
who said that?
The webmaster that I know.
Uh-huh.
So I had met with him one-on-one about how to discuss how copyright might be instruction or whatever might be.
Okay, let me stop you. Okay, this, first of all, congratulations on getting momentum.
Yeah, thanks.
absolutely, congratulations in getting momentum. The second thing is, let's go back to my question of where are you at with your completion project so that in the remaining time I can be of assistance to the two of you.
All right. Well, since my project goal is to make $5,000 by the end of February, I did receive my initial payment of $500 from the academic project that I'm working
on. Great.
So I have already made more money in 2017 than I did in 2016. Well,
okay.
Depending on whether that my $200 check from that client, which I need to get back to her and say, gee, did that check get lost in the mail? Depending on whether that's got a December or January date on it, whatever. I'm also doing an online program with Bill.
Okay, let me stop you again. Let me just stop you again. It's hard for me to listen to details about stuff unless I know how to compartmentalize them in my mind. So in terms of what you're telling me, are you giving me these great action steps that you're taking as lead generators to get people into conversation with you so that you can sell them your services? Is that what you're saying to me?
It's more of they're seeking me. That groundwork has been laid in the past, and now they're seeing where I can be of help. So it's sort of the magnet thing coming into play. And so I was telling you part of this, the $500 and the $200, meaning that I've got some money toward the $5,000, and I expect to have two more deals at least in place.
Why do you expect that? Tell me what's driving that expectation.
Well, the one woman has asked for a quote on doing some actual copyright filings for her, and the other guy, the webmaster, wants to have a workshop for his staff and as soon as possible. And I've been working in my mind on a quote for him because I hadn't had time yet to write anything. Well, I made some notes. And I'm going to propose a 3-hour workshop with the option of a 1-hour follow-up, and that this would include travel and materials and obviously my preparation for $850. And I have not said that to him yet. I have wiggled in my mind, but I'm not going to wiggle. I hope he doesn't say that's too much.
Let's say he does.
Pardon?
Let's say he does say it's too much.
Well, you indicated that you needed this instruction very soon and that you have some specific questions, and he did send me a couple of those questions, and that they were gathering more of their questions. So
here's the thing. This is good what you're saying. So if he says it's too much, you have no idea what too much means in terms of, does he have an idea of how much these kinds of services cost? Does he have a budget that he thinks he has to adhere to? Too much, too expensive, what does that mean? You know, so my point here is, if somebody says that they weren't planning on spending that much money, that they aren't able to spend that much money, that they don't think it's worth that much money, then you have to ask questions. And so the kinds of questions that you would ask are actually along the lines of what I just went over. And one way you could say is, you think it's too much? Thank you for saying that to me. Have you gotten any pricing from other people that do this kind of work? Mm-hmm. If so, I would be interested to know what you encountered. Now, you asking a question like that would not be to then lower your prices. You asking that question is to find out what the heck they're talking about and if they even know what they're talking about. You have to go back to the objection section of the enrollment manual that I made for the two of you and really get the principle of what directions you have to pursue when somebody says they just can't afford it or it's too much. You have to get the mindset of that. And the mindset is either they don't get the value of what I've said to them yet and the impact that these services are going to have on their lives. That's one option. And if that's the case, you have to ask questions that will help them realize the cost of them not doing this. Do you remember that, Barb, from the manual? Yeah. So that's why I say the two of you just need to keep reading and reading and reading that, because it goes in on deeper and deeper levels. And then when you come up with these real-life experiences, you've got the core of it in your bones, as if you were doing improvisational theater. You know, you're given the basics, and then you're thrown into a scene, and you work from there. You with me, guys? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right. So they're either not getting the value enough of what it is you do, and the way that you can mediate that is by helping them see the cost if they don't, the cost to their lives, the cost to their businesses, the cost to their departments. Okay, so that's one track, okay? The other track is that they really do not have the money. And that could be that they don't have the money now, or that could mean that they could have it later. It could mean that they are into a budget consciousness and they actually have the money in another budget and they just have to transfer and justify it for themselves, in which case the money is there, it's just not there for this. Mm-hmm. And then you pursue, okay, how much is this, how important is this to you? And the way to do that is by focusing on what will happen if they don't get your services. You with me, Barb?
Yes. Yes.
So one version is they don't understand the value. So you could say that it was, 99 cents, and they'd still say it was too much. Okay. The other is that you want to find out? Is it that they really don't have the money? Is it that they don't have the money now? Is it they don't have the money for this? Are they going to get the money? Are they expecting a check? Are they expecting payment from a client? You know, you have to find out what that means, that they don't have the money, right? And just like I've modeled with Mary, you've got to make you have to adopt the mindset that you are the expert and you are drilling to find out what are we dealing with here. It's very much like a doctor who sits down and asks all these questions to get the landscape, to get the territory, to understand what is this person dealing with that could be causing this problem, right? And if you give yourself permission to be that expert asking those information-gathering questions, and you use the mindset that I told Mary, then there's no pressure, there's no sleaze, there's no manipulation. It's just, hey, I'm asking questions. I have to know what I'm dealing with here. What you said is nebulous. It could mean a lot of things. My job, if I'm going to be of any service to you, is to get down to what do you need, what have you done about it, and what can I offer that's going to help you, which is what I said to Mary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The third thing about not, you know, too expensive is that they really weren't interested to begin with. It's that kicking tires thing.
Yep.
And so your job at the beginning is to find out if they don't get a solution to this issue or if they don't get answers to the questions that they've sent to you, how will that impact them?
Yep.
Now, if you fast forward to about an hour and 40 minutes or an hour and 50 minutes is where I've addressed all this for you to fast forward and study what I've said here.
Yes, thank you.
Now, I am holding the vision that there will come a time soon where you would not have presented to us your concern that I hope he doesn't think it's too much. Because you're already projecting an anticipated objection. Mm-hmm. I would rather that what you're focusing on is, I want to make sure that I am clear about making my services be irreplaceable. That's the direction that you want to go in. And that's good. That's going to take time, you know. Like I said, that's going to take time. Now, any questions about what you're going to do to... Well, no, I don't want to go there. Let me leave it there, Barb, on this, because I think that you have two great opportunities. And I would suggest that you and Mary get on the phone like a support conversation and not only practice client enrollment, but discuss the fears and the worries that you guys might be experiencing about reaching out to people for lead generation so that you can find the people that will get into conversation with you to buy your services. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to jump to the handouts that I put up in our Facebook group. And I want to take a look first at the handout that is Linda Sturdivant, I think is how she pronounces it. Linda has a great course, Mary took it, on how to call people on the phone and set up a time when you can have a more in-depth conversation to find out whether or not they want to buy from us. And I included her entire handout here because she's got a really nice system of how to open up a conversation, even though you may not have even spoken to them in a long time. And because we spent as much time as we did on the client enrollment information, which is critically important, you know, so that was my judgment call on that. Mm-hmm. What I'd like you to do is to read this over and just be familiar with it and do your best in working with this script. And you can practice with each other. It's very self-explanatory because you already know from the things that you've done in getting clear about your value, in working on your signature system as much as you have, and even for you, Barb, missing this time, you still got a lot of value of clarity.
Absolutely.
From our last session. You know, of how you can offer three different services in a package, or if it works out that people don't need all three, but at least you're ready with three different services, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can move around with this script from Linda, and Mary can help you with it because she took the course. Right, Mary? You feel comfortable
right.
with the – yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did quite a while ago attend one of Linda's free webinars, you know, one of her free introductory webinars.
Okay, great.
I'm
great.
Familiar
so
with
you,
her name.
Right, and you also are familiar with her approach to picking up the phone and calling, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So right now, between now and the end of the course, the two of you want to be talking to as many people as possible. And using the interview process will help to open a door to find out how you might be able to tweak or adjust your current offers and then go back to them. That's why I said that you could in integrity say to them at the end of your interview, if I am going to take your input and I'm doing some finishing touches on my current offers, once I get those completed, would you like me to come back and tell you about them? Would you be interested? So that's one script that you could say to them at the end. Mm-hmm. Another thing you could say to them at the end of the process, and this is all honest, you know, this isn't manipulative. Your job is to ask questions and to listen with the intention of helping people. That's what we're all doing in our own respective businesses, right?
Yes.
Right.
So you could be moving along in the interview process with them, and then you could say to them at a certain point, you know, I'm going to finish asking you my questions. However, I want you to know that I actually do have a service that addresses this need. So at the end of my field research questions, may I tell you about it? And they say, well, I'm actually running out of time. So, and they say, oh, okay, so would it be okay then to set up another conversation where I could tell you about it after I finish these questions? And it's either a yes or a no.
Yep.
Because you do not want them to feel like you're manipulating them, and you're not. You're doing field research. And in the field research, you found that, my goodness, I already have something for this person. Right?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. So your home plate is to look at every possible way from what you've learned in this course so far, and also from the client enrollment work, is to see who you want to talk to for an interview so that you're information gathering about your niche. You also want to be reaching out to people that you know would be a fit for your services, and you're not interviewing them. You want to have a client enrollment conversation with them. Those are the two kinds of conversations you want to be having. In networking, I would recommend that when you are talking to people and they're at, you want to just say, I want you to know what I'm up to right now, because that's what you're supposed to do at networking events, is to see how to support each other. And you say, you know, I have a certain program right now, and it's perfect for people who need 1, 2, and 3. And I would appreciate it if you know anybody that you come across to please either do an email introduction so that you introduce them to me through email and then I'll take over, or if you don't feel like you have a relationship enough with them to do that, then you could say, or please keep me in mind so that they have me as a resource. Okay, so that's what you would do at networking events. Does that make sense, ladies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The final thing I want to say is, if we had gone a little differently in this session today, I would have read these prayers that are part of the Lisa Barnett handout. But it's not necessary for me to have read them out loud, which is why I didn't, and I chose to go in the direction I did instead. For home play, I would like you to do an energetic field research on yourself, a field research experiment on yourself, because now we're at the point of the course where we're raising your vibration that much more, so that you are at a high vibration to attract to you what you want. And so I included these prayers because these prayers will get you in alignment more with your higher self, and things to help you lift your vibration. So you're going to see a prayer in there on forgiveness, and I may have already taught the two of you some of these prayers in our either in another class or in a private session. What I would like you to do is to please make it a daily practice, and I mean daily, between now and our next session, because I am going to ask you your experience, energetic shifting experience of reading these prayers. I would like you to take a prayer, say it out loud, close your eyes, and just feel the shift for each one. So it'll take you about 15 minutes to go through each of these. I mean, to go through that as a practice where you are doing that with each of these. So please, are you willing to give yourself 15 minutes a day? If it means you have to do, if that you let go of something else of our work, that's fine, because I know that you already have the other tools in your system, so to speak. My question is, are you willing to put aside 15 minutes each day until our next class, where you take a prayer, you take a deep breath, you say it out loud, you close your eyes, and you take a few moments to feel its impact on you for each of these prayers? Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I count on you to do that?
Yes.
Okay, because again, I will ask you about it. These prayers are very powerful to help you stay on track and to keep your vibration high. And you might notice that things will happen in your day-to-day life where you're going to want to do one of these prayers after it, after something happens. to bring yourself back to yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with regards to this one last thing, and then we'll be complete. The new grounding exercise that I taught, I'm going to get this replay to you pretty quickly while my assistant is here today. It's at the very beginning of the call, Barb. I purposefully did that so that you could have it at the very beginning of the call, and I'll probably edit it out so that it's also in a separate audio file, but I'll probably do that tonight or tomorrow, I'm not sure, but the replay you'll have right away. And so what I would like you to do, both of you, is to, again, we're at the home stretch, so I'm really asking that you make time on these vibrational exercises because I want you to get your goal. I'm going to ask you to do this new grounding exercise every day. Make it a sacred time for yourself. You know, maybe chisel an hour a day for yourself where you do this grounding exercise, you practice the high energy prayers, and you talk to the soul of your business or the soul of your project or the soul of yourself to find out what steps should I do today to reach my goal. So if you put aside an hour that consists of those three components, the new grounding exercise, you doing your prayers, and you talking to your soul essence or your own soul, and write out what to do today to reach my goal. That would be a very powerful, committed practice to do daily to reach your goal for February. So how does that sound to both of you?
Fabulous.
That structure, that's very helpful.
So do you like it, Barb? Helpful is very nice, but I mean, does it also reach your emotions anywhere?
Yes.
Great. And use your journal to write down all these nuances because the name of the game is vibration. And the higher your vibration and the clearer your intention, the faster you're able to bring to you what you want if it is on your soul purpose path to have it. Okay, ladies?
Okay.
So let's do a quick go around the room of what the highlights of the class were today, and we will call it a night.
Well, I'm just so appreciative of all the tutoring on the client enrollment and getting clearer about me coming from my heart, and I am not responsible for their resistance.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so much in this. I mean, this is a replay that you want to take copious notes in and put aside 2 hours where you're not going to be interrupted and just take notes when you listen back to it. Anything else, Mary, that you want to add as to the highlights for you? Mary, are you there?
Maybe
I lost her. Okay, let's go to you, Barb. What were the highlights for you?
I, too, like that reinforcement of the belief that I am not responsible for their resistance, and that it's their thing. It's not a reflection on me personally, as long as I've done my job well or practiced.
Right. Anything else?
That help with how I should approach the webmaster proposal.
Good. What else, Barb, for you?
Um, I liked the tutoring that you did with Mary about what my job is, what my role is as the as an expert, and what are the gaps that I can fill that need
yeah.
to be filled, and the value you place on having those filled.
Say that last part again, the value you place what?
On having those gaps filled.
Right.
In their program, whatever.
Right. Right. And the one thing I want to remind both of you as a highlight is your best friend is asking questions. Mary, are you back?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we've lost you there, I think. Is asking questions. Good. Okay, so I'm going to just quickly turn this off, and then I'm going to ask a quick question. I will not keep you long. Hang on 1 second. This class, number 9, is officially done-amento. Just 1 second.